can see clearly.
So with LASIK, the way we do it today, you can have the gift of near and far vision and rejuvenate your eyes and have the vision you had pretty much like you did when you were 25 years old. LASIK can look better today.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Hey, welcome everybody to Living. Oh, look at that. Oh, it's an absolute shame. For those of you who are watching us, let's say on a Wednesday or a Thursday for the very first time, you should have been here. We had probably the next Buddy Rich.
Many ways.
Right here, banging away. But it was awesome. But you missed it because you weren't watching us live. You should watch us live. Watch what, Scott? Oh, the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. What? Oh! I'm your humble host, Scott Whitney. I used to always say konnichiwa. Kat, who's in the live chat right now, gave me a new word, which I have forgotten.
Was it Japanese?
It was forgettable. I forgot it because I'm not very bright. But it doesn't really matter because look who's with me now. Oh, there she is. My naughty jelly sweet is Melissa Whitney. Everybody, big hand. Oh. On today's show, we're going to go downtown.
Downtown.
Which is a euphemism for sex of some kind, I believe. It's true. You hear that sound? That's the sound of an impending divorce. But before I get divorced, my eyes are a little itchy. Oh, it's a kanbawa. That's right. Okay.
Is that Japanese?
Yes. Let's say it is. But before I say goodbye, I do have to say hello to a sponsor. Now, LASIK in Nevada has been a sponsor for a long time. Interestingly enough, they told me about this whole dry eye thing. As in, a lot of people have dry eyes here in Las Vegas.
That's true.
I did not know this.
But it's a real big problem. You don't know anyone? Do you ever see people putting drops in their eyes?
I do. And so they have this thing. I actually did a website for them called Dry Eye Nevada. And here's a picture of that website.
I bet you one person here has...
Boom.
Is there anyone here that has dry eye?
Boom.
See?
Well, I know what the problem is. What causes that. And this website, Dry Eye Nevada, talks about the problem and how to solve it. And these guys at LASIK Nevada are the only folks that have this LipiFlow tool that solves the problem. So go to Dry Eye Nevada and check that out if you have dry eyes in Nevada. Hell, if you even have dry eyes in California, go anyways. Come on in Nevada. Come Las Vegas. We'll buy you a drink.
You can book it after the trip.
You can
probably write it off.
Well,
here for healthcare.
It's hard to say. Okay, today's Over and Under. It's going to be a very, very short show. 51.
You say that every week.
Over.
You're so ridiculous.
51 is the over under.
Over.
Do you hear that? We've got over birds. It's like over.
Over birds.
Okay. Let's say hello to probably the most handsome and young. The overall age of our live chat has gone down significantly in past. Say hello to our live studio audience. What? And of course, we have to say hi to our live chat, who during the pre-show part are really some of the meanest bastards I've ever met.
Are they being mean to you, honey?
They've been mean to me. They were saying mean things. They were calling me names. I like them. They're colorful. God bless their little hearts. But good Lord. Anyways, I like them. Live chat, everybody.
Woo!
Love you. And of course, the best team ever in live streaming. Let's go ahead and take a look at our Cracker Jack staff.
And they're very handsome.
Look at them. Jacob, back there.
He
remains Jacob. Oh, he's a good-looking man. And Pimp is the international pimp of mystery today.
Pimp of mystery. And
right.
A damn good cocktail maker.
And these are courtesy of Pimp and Wayne. Thank you, Pimp and Wayne.
You're welcome.
Pimp and Wayne, why don't you play, just do some stuff while I'm having a sip. Just talk for a while.
What do you want? You want to...
Let's see what he's made of.
I love it when he does that.
Am I on? Oh, I'm on. There we go.
Okay, so far really good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yep.
What are we going to do this Thursday? Don't tell anybody. We'll bring it up later.
Oh, okay. I'm excited, though.
This is me being
beaten.
Who
knew that Christmas could come twice in a year? It's like Christmas, my birthday, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and I'm not even Jewish or African American, but it's like having all those holidays all at once.
You should prepare that website, okay?
Chris Mahana Kwanzaa.
No, where we're going to go on Thursday.
So it goes what? Your birthday, Christmas, New Year's, and then this
like
Thursday?
Like Easter. If I would have turkey for lunch, it'd be Thanksgiving too. It's going to be epic.
But is it before, in your list of favorites, before Easter, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think,
Before the bunny.
Well, here's what I think is great about our live chat. Mike's already worried about our calorie intake. It's Diet Coke, brother. I'm okay. Don't you worry about me, big fella. All right, let's get to it. First of all, the best news ever. There are how many months in a year?
We won the lottery?
Second best news ever. How many months in a year?
12.
Right. There is one particular month, there's one particular moment, there's one particular time when life becomes really good. I walk out into my backyard. I bend down. That's what that means. I pull something out of the ground, and I look at it, and here's what I see.
Photo.
Yeah. Oh, there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
We got a clap for the thermometer.
That is the regular temperature of our pool, 83 degrees without 40 or 400,000 BTU of heat. That's 83 degrees. Now, is that swimming weather? No, we're a degree off, but it's a rounding thing. If we're going to round up, we're at 84. That means...
And we're happy.
What does that mean? That means the internationally known Whitney Villa. Is it a real place, Scott? Only if it has a website.
Has a website.
If it has a website, then, oh my God, the Whitney Villa website. It's real.
And a logo.
It's real. It's got a logo.
It's very exclusive, though. You can't make reservations.
It's invitation only. Invitation only. And so we beta tested the pool this weekend.
We did.
And we found it to be...
Did it suffice?
We did not find it to be wanting. We were happy. We were peppy. We were reading and we were drinking and we were swimming, which seems like an important thing to do in the pool. And overall, it was good. And for those of you worried about my belly button, it's still intact. My guts didn't spill out of my belly button.
Were you concerned?
Well, yeah. Actually, when I pushed off the side and I felt a little drag because I had that Band-Aid on there and it created a little drag.
Well, I think you can let me take
the Band-Aid off.
I'll take
off the Band-Aid now.
I was asking, like, how long are you wearing this damn Band-Aid? It's been
about 6 months.
6 months. And it's like this big. It's a big Band-Aid.
Here's what I'm saying. The very fact that we're at 83 degrees is worthy
You're so happy.
Of a drink on me. Let's have it.
I agree with that.
You gotta have a drink on me. Yeah. Wow. This was a big one this year, ladies and gentlemen. Or this week. This year. What a douche. All right. Maybe I shouldn't have had two drinks on me prior to the beginning of this show. No. Okay. Here we are. Last week, huge number, 25 submissions to the Have a Drink on Me contest.
Holy crap.
Now, some people would say because I gave away too many clues. Who would that be? Well, there he is right there. Pimpin' Wayne, things like gave it. Why would you say that, Wayne?
Because your clues run the gamut of, it's between the Bellagio and the Aria is number one.
Didn't say that.
Number two, it rhymes with Rosmopolitan. And number three, I was at the chandelier bar at the Cosmopolitan. Go ahead and send those guesses in.
Wait, what was the third one?
I was at the Cosmopolitan.
Send those guesses in to
where I was at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Okay, that was funny.
So maybe we need to make it harder.
No. I like winning.
I kind of agree with Wayne.
I like winning.
But, okay, winning is good.
I like people feeling good about it. You know why?
But then you got, let me put it this way. One person's going to win, 23 are losers.
No, they're not. They keep pounding away, God bless their little hearts.
Middle school, elementary school kickball, everybody gets to play.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's right. So look, here's why this is important to me. This is the gift that you get. Well, there's one or two gifts. You can either have a drink on me, I'll buy you a drink, which surprisingly enough, a lot of people have selected. They haven't met me yet. Or they can have this, the logo. Oh, embroidered? Oh, please, of course it's embroidered. What? Or is it now?
Did you hand stitch that personally,
yes,
Scott?
Yes, 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 I did.
With a needle and thread?
As opposed to a rock and some paper.
Much harder than it looks. You could have done it with a sewing machine.
I would like to do.
You could have done it with a sewing machine.
Or I could have done it with, I don't know, a pen and my liver. All right. Now, whose hat is this, you may ask? This hat is being shipped to one of our winners. Really? Oh, no, not shipped. Simply handed to. Oh, what? Come on up, Bear Christina. Oh, that's right. Bring the baby. Play the baby. Nicely done.
Did she win?
She won several weeks ago, and I kept, I don't know what I did. I
actually had to.
I had to make an order to order some more. There you go. There you go. There you go. Here you go. There it is. Oh, yeah.
Can I tell you, he wanted to actually drop it off.
There it is. Oh, yeah. There it is. Boom. There we go. Oh, don't eat it. Well, go ahead and eat it. Doesn't matter.
Didn't you want to drop it off?
Yeah, well,
yes. Tastes like victory.
Tastes like winning.
I think that you guys were at Wet and Wild.
Oh, that's what we're going to do.
He's like, oh, should we
stop by
Wet and Wild? I'm like, we're going to do a drive-by in the parking lot? She's going to run
out. I was just going to whistle.
I'm like, we're not going to go.
Hey, come on out.
We're not going to do a drive-by.
They didn't check anything.
I could have just walked in. Nice. Well, there you go.
Well, I was like, we're not going to do a drive-by at the other end of the city.
So Christina won that one a couple weeks ago. And this week, holy camoles a crapus. So let's take a look at last week's.
You got to hand me the babushka.
I will. Last week's picture, here it is. The clues were, it sounds like.
Rosmopolitan.
Bosmopolitan, but that's not the clue. Oh. The clue is, it has to be that not the property it's in, but the actual name of the bar. And it rhymes like Bandoliers, apparently, was the clue I gave you last week, which is not true. But that is the Chandelier Bar at the Cosmopolitan. Here's the babushka hat. Now, a couple people, you know, like I said, I'm getting heat from Pimp and Wayne saying that was too easy. But I had people saying that was Books and Stage, which is a bar there at Chandelier. I had people say it was Aria. I had people say it was the Bond Bar. Is that also at Chandelier?
Never heard of it.
At Cosmopolitan Bond Bar? Yeah. All right.
Well, I still want to go check it out, kind of.
It does. Okay, so here we go. Here are all the people who got correct guesses this time.
Are you going to name them off?
First of all, yeah, Christina, again. Now, the only reason why she's on here is because we had a day where our email was down. And Christina came in. She's here today. She's like, did you get mine? I'm like, no. And she literally leaped across the void.
Did she knock
that
her
is
child
where the
out
cameras
the
are. She put the child can stand. Stay there. Leaped across the void onto the stage, put me in a headlock, said, give me my. So Christina is on there.
First in.
Dennis. Son. Well, I have son. That's not right. But Dennis has won previously. Dennis
from
is in the live chat right now.
On the bottom, NJ.
From New Jersey. Dennis, there you are. Boink. Dave Fagan is in, no name. Stuart Pointer, oh, Stuart is from the UK or Russia, depending on where you're from.
Or depending on where he's at.
Sally Lombardo, Sally's a longtime fan of our network. David Perico, Las Vegas. He's headlining over at the Stratosphere. He's playing along this week.
Big time trumpet player.
Brad R. from Baton Rouge. Oh, now, this is an interesting one. This happened once or twice. Monica Butter. Monica, if you're watching, which at some point you will be, your initial guess was correct.
She changed her guess?
And then you changed it, which means you don't get to go in the hat. Oh, I'm sorry.
That sucks. She changed it. What did she change it to, though?
Bar and Bond or Bond and Bar. Or, no, Books and Stage. That's what she changed it to. So I'm sorry, Monica. I really wanted you. You were in.
Go like, with your first guest.
Because Monica has guessed in previous ones, and she was right before, but she didn't get picked. All right, Eric Hansen, longtime follower. Mm-hmm. Bob Wolpert, longtime follower of the network and living in Las Vegas. Ken Marlowe, that's right, Ken. Ton Reinman over at Wisconsin. They make good cheese and good guessers. PJ
football too.
PJ Simmons or Simmon. Yep, there you go. Shannon, who is over at, I just lost this thing. The website, oh crap. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know.
We hooked him up.
Yeah, Shannon.
Him, Shannon. What was it?
Neon Vacation.
Yeah, Neon Vacation. Or Shannon, getting in there. I'm gonna go Shannon. And by the way, you're welcome. No, he does Neon Vacation, yeah.
Neon Vacation.
Yeah. Chris Gartner, who's a Vegas person. He's got his own shows around here. Daryl Piner. Daryl does Vegas for Beginners, a nice Facebook area and also a nice website. They were supposed to come to our show a couple weeks ago, but I had surgery and was unable to participate. Libby McClone from Columbus, Ohio, but she's going to be in Vegas this summer. How exciting. Michael Plawick from Edmond, Alberta. Steve Eichhoff, I'm putting Steve in because he's playing. Come on, Steve. If you win, good luck to you. And then finally, Pat Huey. All right, here we go.
Oh, that was all?
That's it.
There weren't any more?
That's all.
Wow.
1,020.
It was like a PBS pledge drive in here. You're reading off the names.
A PBS pledge.
Hey, is it, Huey, who's on now, is this the same Huey as Pat Huey who I just put in there? How exciting.
Okay, right. I'm turning it up.
So I'm going to pick or you're going to pick?
I'll pick. Because I can see in there. So
Get high. Whee! Yeah, Huey's in there, in the live chat.
There we go.
You know what? I tell you what we should do. If you're in the live chat when we pick, we'll give you a second one. We're going to do that from now on.
You get two?
If you're in
a
live chat.
And the visor, or you get two visors?
No, he gets two entries in here. So if you're in the live chat when
you double your chances of winning.
We double the chance of winning.
He's not going to spend any more money.
I love that.
He'll just put you in twice.
Then you get three. That'll be next week. Beginning next week, we'll do that.
What? So if you're in the chat, you get two.
You get two. And if you're in the studio audience,
two
you
votes.
Get three.
You get three.
No, actually, if you're in the studio audience, you get five. Woo! Boom. Studio audience gets five. Live chats gets...
Five's too many.
No. If you're in the studio audience, I want you to have a fucking visor. That's basically the thought. Okay, here we go. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Uh-oh, here we are. Let me take
a
look.
Pick one.
Here we go. Brad R. from Baton Rouge. Brad R., you're the big winner.
Good job.
All right, Brad, you'll be getting an email from me saying, you are the big winner. And what would you like, a drink or a super-duper visor? All right.
Do you want that in equal payments for the rest of your life, or do you want it in one lump sum?
Does he get taxed on that because it's prize winning?
He does not. We cover all taxes for the visor.
That's good.
That's right. Nice. All right.
Very exciting, though.
Now, what does this week's Have a Drink on Me? Let's take a look at the photo, Jacob. There it is. Where are we?
That's not what I thought you were going to use.
I know. Because we're going to be talking about what we're going to be talking about.
I know where that is.
Taking a good look. All right. Let's keep a look up.
You guys know where it is?
It kind of looks steampunkerish in a way.
Christina's like, where is that?
No, it's not. All right, here's clue number one. It is in the Venetian. Clue number two.
I don't think you can be that specific.
I've
tried to tell him, Melissa.
It has to be.
I've tried.
But you're being outvoted.
Okay, it's around, it's either in the Venetian or the Palazzo. That'll be the first clue. It's either the Venetian or Palazzo. That'll be the, that first clue I gave. I'm going to redact that one. I redact the first clue. The first clue is either Venetian or Palazzo. Actually, you know what? I'm going to redact that one. The first clue is it's a Sands property on the Strip. There you go. How's that? That's good.
Clue number two. It's between Harrah's and the Wind.
Clue number two. I don't need this crap from you people. Clue number two. It is a beer-centric bar and restaurant.
Oh, the 10-month-old just said it. He got it.
Right. Clue number two, beer-centric bar.
And Wayne's saying the 10-year-old.
And restaurant.
Month-old.
He's got to send in his...
Visor's
deal.
Baby sizes?
If you squeeze it hard enough. Not the baby. I don't mean the baby. It's better about the visor.
Don't worry about using what the drink.
And number three, clue number three, Melissa?
What would I say for three?
It's on the ground floor.
I was going to say it's by some fish.
It's by fish. It's by some fish still? Yes.
Oh. Now I'm doubting myself though when I said that.
It may or may not be by fish.
Oh, boy. There used to be some blue men around it.
I'm glad we don't script these hints out beforehand. There
might be some blue men around.
Not anymore.
Yeah, that's why I said used to be.
Yeah, it used to make you blue-ish. But not anymore unless you're at Monte Carlo. Fuck, I don't know. Okay, so clue number one, Boyd property on the strip.
It's not Boyd.
But it's not Boyd.
Sam's.
What?
It's the Sands.
Sands, I mean.
Not
Did I say Boyd?
Yeah. You said Boyd.
All right, so my first
Did
clue
you have
was.
Two before I got
my
you
first.
Know what? Wait, hold on, hold on.
How
my
did first. You put in there,
come on,
right?
Wait.
Can we write these down next?
Wait, hold on.
Like, my first. I've got an agenda for how the show
goes. Do you even know where you were?
You know what?
The truth.
Here's the truth. When I brought that up, I'm like, I don't even remember what the hell that was. Right. So the first clue was a diversion. Right? No, it's good.
From yourself? Good.
From anybody.
Boyd doesn't have a property on the strip, but the
first clue is it is a Sands property. I didn't say that? Feels like I did.
Yeah, the second time, though, you said Boyd. Just now.
Oh, but the first time I said Sands.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So the first clue, I was right the first time. It's a Sands property. It's not Boyd. It is on the strip. Oh, no, actually, the second clue is.
My gosh!
Come on. It's not that
good
hard.
Luck
just go.
To you.
Come on.
You might win.
Peter Christ.
Seriously, I'm not sure you know. Why didn't you show them?
We have actually people who have provided correct guesses who simply take my clues and Google it. They listen to the audio show. They don't even see the pictures. They just Google it. That's how good my clues are.
Why didn't you decide not to show the picture we showed? Because are you no longer going to
talk
show?
About it. I want to use that one in a later episode. But we're going to use the picture in this episode. So it's actually, people who really watch will get a hint.
Okay. Don't forget to send your guesses.
Hey, if you want to send a guess, go to Have a Drink at
VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Go ahead, Wayne. Take that
That's
again.
Worst clues ever at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Worst clues ever. All one word.
Worst clues ever. All right. So then why don't we take a break?
Did they tweet too?
And yeah, we'll take a break and we'll come back and talk about something that I actually have notes for. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. We'll see you in a sec.
3, 2, 1. Well, I need to come up with something funny to say. 3, 2, 1. Wow. But the co-host. Really, I have to say watching. Well,
that's how you do it. You don't watch. There you go.
I got it. We are
the Odds Couple.
Hi, my name is Scott Pritchard.
And I am Anthony Padilla.
You're watching the Vegas Video Network.
You are.
You are. We are, too.
Okay, we're back. All right, here we go. This show will be called An Evening on Fremont Street. I wrote it down. I took notes. We're ready to go. Here's what's happening. Thank you, Wayne. You're a very good man. This episode should have been titled A Return to First Friday.
We had best intentions.
We
meant to go, didn't we?
Right. So here's how it all started. It began by, all right, where do you want to go for First Friday? So parking in First Friday.
I think stories always go bad when you go, this is how it all started.
This is how it started. No,
you
this
know
is good.
Some.
It's good. Really?
You think usually some go bad? Mischief happens when a story starts like that.
Well, mischief happened, baby. Right, so,
wait, boom, so did the
live studio audience is telling us
garage?
That, yeah, so live studio audience is telling us that the parking at First Friday is still a challenge. So we're like, hey, they have these shuttle buses that go around. We're like, okay, where do the shuttle buses go? Well, one of the places was Golden Nugget at their valet. We're like, perfect, we'll go park at the valet and we'll make it happen. So I got there a little early. We met there at the valet, or at the Golden Nugget. So I got to the valet. By the way, here's a tip that worked. Holy crap, it worked. So I went in there. It was starting to get busy. People were going in the parking garage at Golden Nugget. It was getting busy. So I go in the valet. I get in there. It was about six-ish.
And you have to pay if you pay. If you park at the parking garage at Golden Nugget, you have to pay.
Okay. So I went in there and, you know, valet at Golden Nugget is free. So I went in there and I said, hey, man, I gave the guy a $5.
But a lot of times at hotels on the weekends, unless you're staying there, they won't allow you to park there.
Right, right. Unless you're early. Like, we were still pretty early in the day, so I was pretty confident we'd be able to get in there. So I went there. I pulled into the valet. It was busy. It was coming out of the small little valet area at the back one of Golden Nugget Valet. And so the guy pulls me in, and he says, okay, what's your name, blah, 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 blah. And I gave him a $5. I said, hey, my wife is coming in a Mitsubishi Montero. You know, if you would be so kind to get her in here, that would be great. He's like, absolutely. His name was Corey. Corey, you're going to heaven. So we decided to meet at Chart House.
Who was on break when I showed up?
Right. So actually, I wasted that $5. No, it was a good idea. I felt like it was the right thing to do.
You were looking out for me.
No, but you went in there with complete confidence. It doesn't matter because your story was going to be good. Hey, Corey's got $5. I'm parking here. Done. All right. So we met at Chart House. Chart House is a restaurant that there's actually several of them in several places. There's in California, we like them there. This is the picture of the place in Golden Nugget. It's right.
And I like eating there.
Yeah.
And I like hanging out there.
It's really one of our favorite restaurants. But here's our best tip.
And I can't even say if the food's any good. Like, I can't remember eating there. But it's just, I like the fish.
We like the food. We like the food there. It's good. It's nice. I mean, but it's good. It's strong, good food. Yeah, it's good food. Here's my big tip for eating there, because it gets busy in the restaurant area.
And it's kind of crowded.
Yeah, they've got this really cool bar area where a bunch of booths. And here's the tip: get a booth and then order dinner, because the booths are, you know, regular booths with the tables that are down low, like down here, which is too low to eat. But those tables raise up.
And it can become dinner tables.
Dinner
tables. They go from lounge tables.
You don't see anybody doing this. Almost nobody does this, but we do it every time we eat there. So the tables come up to dinner size. They bring out all the utensils and stuff, and it's great. So if you're going to have dinner, go to the Chart House, go to the bar section. Don't go to the restaurant section. Go in one of those booths and have them raise the table. It is so cool. All right. So we hung out there, had a couple drinks. I met it's a true story. Before Melissa got there,
he was flirting.
I was on Facebook. Really? Do you think that was flirting? I was being helpful to that girl. I was. So, really, we've had this talk before. That wasn't flirting. That's just me being charming. Right, Wayne? Thanks, Wayne. So, true story. All right. So, look. So, I'm hitting her. I'm looking at some stuff on my phone. And I have a picture pops up of Chris Phillips. And it's Chris Phillips and his girlfriend at a pool thing, at the Sapphire Pool. I was looking at Facebook. I'm looking at the photo, and this girl, our waitress, whose name I tried to remember and I could not remember, comes by and she was very nice. She sees the photo, she goes, that's a nice photo. I said, oh, that's my friend. Do you know Zoe Bowie? She goes, yeah. I said, my girlfriend made out with him once. Like, really? How'd that go? She goes, well, he made out. She made out.
No, we don't want to talk.
No, it's funny. She made out with him.
Chris want you to
I don't give a. He would love this. Are you kidding? This is Chris's stuff. She made out with him, and then
really,
she,
if you're doing gigs at the Sapphire Pool, are you that worried?
Right,
about
right. He's not too worried about that. So she said, yeah, she made out with him one night, and then she moved. She left the state to California. I can't wait to see Chris. And tell him that story. That's awesome. Anyways, so
it was probably because she was heartbroken.
Yes, that's probably it. Okay, so then we got, all right, we're hungry. Time to eat.
I was starving. And we had plans.
And we had to go.
We wanted to do dinner before we went to Friday.
So we take off. We go walking down Fremont Street because we're on Golden Nugget. We're going to go down to the Fremont East area to find a place to eat. We're not going to tell where.
Lots of development.
Yeah. And so we're walking down. This is what's crazy. We're walking down Fremont Street, and then we see a bunch of women, girls. They're pretty, But I took a picture.
It was a gaggle of women.
A gaggle of gals. Now, very much like vampires, you can't take a picture of a vampire. It's hard. They're invisible. I took a picture of something that you almost never get to see, an alien. One of these women was clearly an alien.
What
Miss,
do you mean?
Miss Missouri. Take a look at her. She's kind of looking in a weird direction. I think she was looking into her leader or the mothership. Something was just not right. She's too tall. I think she was looking somewhere. I was
I
a little freaked out.
Crack. I think that she
no.
is the one person who was milking the crowd.
Look at her.
I think she was the
Everybody
one person.
She's like, she's standing at attention like
yeah,
aliens
okay,
do.
Okay, what you're not
Her
saying.
Arms are longer than normal like aliens.
They are not longer than normal. Stand up and see where your arms lay.
Are you out of your mind?
They don't
okay,
hang
here.
Any further than that.
See? My arms are just at my hips. Let's go back and look at the alien. Oh, way down there. And she's tall and...
Okay,
and,
can I just say something? There were all these photographers standing around like with ladders, like professional photographers taking pictures of these women.
All I'm saying
and
is...
And all she was doing was the thing that she
wait, go
should
back.
Have been doing, which
Look at
is,
the girl in the...
Yeah, they don't know
no,
what
no,
the
no.
hell they're doing. They're not paying attention
So you see
to the
alien girl, and then there's a blonde to her left, and then the next girl with the large eyes.
New Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey. Look where she's looking. She's like looking at somebody saying... Help me.
No.
She's looking for a savior. She's looking for help. Anyways, so we got
the
hell out of there.
They should have been posing and looking at the cameras and the people. You don't want to be... Where,
I was afraid.
You, not like some of those people who had their backs turned. It was crazy.
That's right. So then we go east, and then we see, bum, 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 the beginnings of Slotzilla.
Are you not even going to finish your story about the who those people
The rest
were?
Of it bores me. Miss that, USA.
That was Miss, all the Miss USA contestants were
yeah,
there.
I don't care.
And at the D, they have, I guess, this escalator that goes to the second floor of the D now.
They really
That's
do.
New to me. They have this humongous outdoor bar there, too.
Yep.
That's new. They have go-go
it's
dancers
behind the
up
alien.
There. And they have this escalator going up. So I have this picture where all the 50 or whatever, how many contestants.
I have it, too.
They are all lined up on the escalator, yep. and they were all waving
yep.
and...
It, but the alien.
It was weird to be there at the same time that Miss USA came around.
But the
I
alien
thought
wasn't
to get
there.
In there.
She had taken
you
off.
You are crazy, crazy.
She had headed towards Slotzilla.
Now, was the
she
USA
thought that
at,
was.
Was the Miss USA at?
No,
the
they were just hanging out there. They actually did it somewhere. I think they did Planet Hollywood.
Was it this weekend?
No.
Oh, weird. This,
yeah.
Okay.
So then I just want to show you Slotzilla. So we've talked about this on FSC Live. Slotzilla, holy crap, look at this thing. This is from a long ways away.
Well, there, as you can see, the D.
Yeah, and then I got a little closer. I'm like, hey, that's pretty big. And I got even closer. Holy crap, this thing is huge. At the very top of that thing, you fly, Superman style, through the canopy.
Now, were you
Holy
reconsidering, or did this make you reconsider?
A little bit.
You're thinking,
it's a little
this my umbilical
like.
Hernia might not be...
But look at that thing. Show it again. It's huge. Go back to the first picture. So you can get some scale. Look how big that thing is. That's very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So I may or may not go on that, but holy crap, Monica is on. Who made the mistake in?
Oh,
I'm sorry, Monica. I just saw you in the live chat. Sorry.
She'd honey. Like her name picked up off the floor.
Oh, sorry. Well. Actually, it could be there forever.
She doesn't. She may not know that the first guess. Maybe she just. She may not know your first.
Do you
guess.
Know? Do you know the clue for
guess.
This one? This clue is pretty good. All right. Okay. So then we kept going. And we wanted to go to a place called Latai. No website yet. So we go to the website, or we go to the place, and they're like, it's a 45-minute wait. We're like, oh, we are really hungry. What's happening here? And they're like, well.
Well, you were like, we're not waiting. I'm like, we are waiting.
Right, that's probably what I said.
You be quiet, Whitney, because I wanted Thai food, and we were having Thai food. I'm like...
You kind of bitch-slapped me a little bit.
We'll wait.
So then, I'm like...
I've been thinking about Thai food all day. You know when you're like, I'm going for Thai food tonight, that's what I'm getting, and you're focused, and that's it.
Do you ever those things where you go, you know what, I have an idea. Hey, could you guys just text me when you guys are ready, when the reservation's ready? Like, yeah, that's how we do it. I'm like, great, that sounds good. Which I thought was pretty cool. And then I thought... They have my phone number now. They could ping me when I don't want them to ping me. So please don't ping me if you...
Have they been?
No.
You think they have time to be collecting all year?
It'd be you know, boop, little ping, hey, 25% off if you show up. But you know what? They're probably not going to ever have to do that, and I'll tell you why in a minute. So anyways, they gave us, we'll get there. I gave them the phone number, and we headed off right next door to Latai. This is in Fremont East, by the way. Is a new bar, relatively new bar, probably about 6 months old or so, called Commonwealth. Here's their website. Da-da-da-da. And so we walked in there. This has got a lot of press, Commonwealth. Really well known, a lot of backers, kind of one of the cool places, like Insert Coins is a cool place. There's some really nice places down in the Fremont East area. This is one of them.
And they have another bar that just opened down there that we didn't go to called, I think it's called Park.
Oh yeah, Park, right, which is right next to that pizza place, RDP or whatever it's called, which we're not going to. But so we walked into Commonwealth, had never been in there before, heard a lot of good things about it. The first photo you see is just here's what the inside, the ground floor looks like. So it's kind of, I'm not really sure how to describe the look of this place.
Rustic elegance.
Oh man, you nailed it. Rustic elegance.
And throw in a little bootlegger in there, like back, Prohibition era. It reminds me, they have a lot of old pictures.
Elegance is perfect.
With a little old prints, and it's just the ambiance and decorations were awesome.
Purple Rain prints?
No. Oh. Ambiance.
All right. Did you get that, Wayne? Not the right. So
I loved it. They had like kind of cool furniture, like conversation pits. They had like big tall tables where you could sit as a group too. So if you wanted something small or you wanted to be sort of more social, lots of open space for standing. My guess is that's when, and we were early, so my guess
really
is
really early.
Late at night probably gets crazy. With these really gorgeous chandeliers, huge long bar in there.
Which we have gorgeous. A picture of. Here's a picture of the bar.
Really super nice tall, picture. Super tall ceilings.
There's the bar. Hey, here's a clue. I might use that for a have a drink on me at some point. So you've been warned.
It was really, didn't you like how the vibe?
I did, but I had heard that there was this upstairs area, like an upstairs patio.
From your wife,
so
you heard that?
From, I'm not sure if it was from you, somebody. I saw stairs, actually no, I saw stairs, I'm like, I'm going up, we're going up. We went up, and guess what? My favorite part of that bar is not the downside part, it's the upside part. Here's what we saw. Nice, cool little area. Outside, it was still daytime, as you can see. You know, little areas that were kind of roped off. We could have gotten in there.
Had like a balcony patio, outdoor patio.
And a bar up there.
Huge bar.
Right, lots of seating.
And a DJ pit.
Another picture of that. More seating. Yeah, look at that. Oh, yeah. So there's the emergency arts building, and over there is some other buildings and stuff. And it's really nice. It was such a great place.
El Cortez, I think.
We hung out there for a couple drinks, I would think.
We did. It was very, I think it's very well done. And they have, I don't know what it's like at night, like when all the hip people come out.
Yeah.
But I know that I saw downstairs some DJ equipment, and upstairs they had separate
on both
DJ
sides, right.
equipment. So it's interesting.
And they have a game up there that indicated that I suck at games, which is this game where there's a hook on a wall and a ring on a string.
From the ceiling.
And you swing the ring on the string towards the hook on the wall, and you're supposed to catch it on there. And I failed every single time. So I don't like that part of the place. But other than that, we like it.
Now, we liked hanging out there. We thought it was really cool.
We really like it. There was some controversy there, but you know what? It was awesome when we were there. We had a great time. A lot of nice people there. Great service. It was excellent. It was outstanding. Commonwealth over on Fremont Street. Okay, then while we were there, bzz, my phone goes off. Text! Your reservations are ready, Mr. Whitney. Didn't have reservations, but we're at Latai. So we head over to Latai. Now, these guys are crushing it downtown. This is probably one of the most successful restaurants in downtown. Everybody loves this place to the point where it's packed all the time. So we were there 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 45-minute wait.
We were there pretty late. It wasn't 6 o'clock because I don't even think I got to
you. You're right. About 7 or 8. But it was busy. It was busy the whole time. We got in there. We were put in the back up on the kind of like the bar area, I guess you would say.
And that was outside. It had it was covered.
Yeah.
But you were definitely on an outdoor patio that had some kind of a covering. But it was not air conditioned. Mm. In fact, we'll talk about that
in a minute. So we got in the back part. The food?
Amazing.
It was outstanding. I'm not a huge Thai fan. But actually, I think I might be becoming a Thai fan. This was really good. Didn't you think?
Yeah. Are we going to talk about what we had?
Yeah, we had... Well, go ahead, tell them.
Well, we had chicken satay to
start
with.
Which was outstanding.
Really great. And, you know, that usually comes with that little cucumber vinegar salad thing. And before, while you're waiting for your food, they bring you these spicy peanuts.
Yes.
So you have a little spicy peanuts.
Right.
We had chicken satay. And then we had pad see ew, which is a wide noodle, kind of mild dish.
Right.
And then we had a curry. And the curry was all different kinds of curry put in. So there's red curry, yellow curry, and green curry, and Penang curry. This was a blend of all those curries.
Do you remember what our level was? It was 1 to 5 they were doing there?
Yeah, you asked. I think you went for a 3.
3. It was spicy.
It was hot.
But it wasn't, I wasn't like, oh.
It's on a scale of 1 to 5, right? And you said 3. I was like,
it wasn't bad. It was good. I don't like really spicy food, but it was pretty good. Actually, that food was
and
very good.
I thought
good.
The wait staff was all really great.
Full bar, which they're I thought was friendly. Nice. We had, I forget what we had. But it was funny. It's
not a very big place.
No, but it was packed. Everybody was there. Everybody loves it. But the outdoor place, like Melissa said, is not air conditioned. So they use misters. And it was pretty funny. So they had these misters going, and they turn the misters off, and they'd have water dripping down. But they get the misters going, and then just cranking. And here's what it looked like in this back room. It looked like we were in Saigon. Boom. That's in the restaurant.
Or a music video.
Right. It looked like we were either in a hatch house.
Look on her face like she's having a really good time, man.
Yeah, that's right. Either that was pot smoke or fog from the misters.
But look at, and you know, it was even more intense in.
And you can see how busy it was, too. I mean, it was packed. It was really. But and the waiter, young kid, really nice, very polite, very attentive. What's that? Laid back.
Laid back.
Probably stoned out of his head. That's right. Because when you think Thai, you think Thai stick. How would I know that?
I have no idea.
Let's move on. We don't want to talk about that anymore. Right. Where did you grow up? Southern California. Fair enough. Moving forward. So we ate. We were satiated there. And we're like, okay, we got to go to this new place that Pimp and Wayne brought up to us a couple weeks ago. And I've heard about. Actually, it was brought up on Pub Crawl a little while ago, and that's called the Gold Spike. Now, the Gold Spike was bought by Zappos. As a matter of fact, you can see here.
Now, did you verify that?
Yeah, yeah. I knew that before. Oh. So it used to be a hotel casino, and actually their website.
Siegels. That's Siegels.
I know what it says. It says Siegels. Siegels Gold Spike. Siegels Gold Spike, yes.
Because Siegels is there's a
they
guy.
Own Rumors and they own our Artisan. Yeah.
And well, they own all those weekly motels.
Yeah, so they sold it to the Zappos.
To the Zappos guys. And so they shut it down for a while. And it's no longer a hotel and casino. It's basically just a giant lounge, if
they
you will.
They call it a man club.
Man club, all right.
Man cave.
So we walked, so our very first photo of Gold Spike is actually kind of funny. This is on the outside of it. And it basically says, yeah, we're open. Kinda, sorta. Come on in. Let's just take a look. So we did, and quite frankly, it was pretty groovy. So we're gonna walk through a couple photos here, and to give you a sense. So basically, think of a casino floor that had all those games in it and all that stuff, and they ripped out all the games and they said, "Well, make it a lounge. Turn it into a lounge." So you had beanbag chairs, and you have, you know, tables and loungy kind of places. And so we had some pretty cool stuff. So they have my favorite game ever, which is that skeet ball thing. Doesn't it look like there's a little bend in the
there
middle
was
of that?
I think there was a bow in it.
It looks like there's a bow on that table.
And there you can see the bar on the left, and that bar is like a circle bar.
Yep.
You can, you know, it's huge, and you can walk. I mean, the inside of this place is
very large.
Very big.
So we walked in immediately, saw that. Next picture. Look at this indoor shuffleboard. Indoor shuffleboard. Come on.
And people were playing.
People were playing. This is awesome.
Full size.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a good picture. You know, there's pool tables. Did you say foosball, Wayne?
Yeah, I think they had foosball.
Yeah, they got foosball.
Yeah, okay.
They have darts.
Yep.
So you can see where I'm standing, I'm in more of the loungy area, and then beyond the pool table is more of the bar area. And I mean,
it's lots of open space for standing around, but they have little conversation areas. And when we went, it wasn't totally packed yet.
Yeah, it was still, I think, relative. It was about 10.
And then they actually had a restaurant in the back. So a 24/7 restaurant in the back, like a diner.
I didn't even notice that. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you're right. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. And then we ended up going outside in kind of like what's the backyard. I mean, it was kind of cool. So we head on out there, and we see this band that I am just a huge fan of these guys. I discovered them at a place called Lady Sylvia, which I think we've talked about before, which is a little bar, kind of a non, you don't, there's no signage out there. It's hooked up to a big condo area. I think it's on Hoover and Las Vegas Boulevard, I think. This band is called The All Togethers. They call themselves Hillbilly Jazz. So it's a banjo player and his wife who plays stand-up bass. Here's a picture of them.
And a drummer.
And they had a drummer. But this is the outside of Gold Spike. So they've got this Airstream trailer in the back, you know, fake grass. There's a little pool back there, and these guys are playing. It was so cool. There's a little bar out there, you know. And
they also had giant Jenga.
Which I had a picture, but I didn't put it up there. But they also had like a little area where giant Jenga was. Let me see that next picture real quick.
They had another guy. Oh, they
snakes.
Had cornhole.
Cornhole, which doesn't sound nearly as bad as it seems.
And they have like these two boards. It's really, really popular in the Midwest. So they have these two boards opposite each other. Think of like horseshoes.
Right.
And it's a slanted board with a hole in it. And
you throw
these little tiny bean bags. And depending on where it lands on the board or if it goes in the hole, you get points.
Right.
So
it was
combination
awesome.
Skeet ball. Hmm.
And so I asked the bartender, I'm like, well, you've got, this used to be a hotel. What are you going to do with all these rooms? He goes, oh, good question. Zappos employees are going to use those rooms. Really? Yeah, because, you know, Zappos is moving downtown. So they're going to use that as
some of
the places.
And they already have a lot of people staying at, like, the Ogden
and a couple other places. So they're going to use those rooms as well, probably like little studio places.
And we actually saw Zappos. There were people there with Zappos t-shirts.
Yep. So and we actually bumped into Tony Hsieh, I think.
Or exactly. An Asian guy.
Not exactly sure. I think it's Tony Hsieh. Could be an Asian guy. I think it's Tony Hsieh. He seemed like an Asian guy. He did seem Asian, but he also seemed like a guy who was checking the place out. Because his employees were going to be there. I didn't want to bother him, so I didn't.
How many drinks did you have before you saw who you thought was Tony Hsieh? Just trying to gauge if this was really like a Filipino guy or, you know.
Let's turn off Wayne's mic. Let me just say this about that. This is a pretty cool hang, and I love being out there. We were out there for a couple hours probably, just watching these guys, the All Togethers play. Loved it out there. By the way, they're going to be next Friday, this coming Friday, at Lady Sylvia from 6 to 9. I don't promote anybody. I'm promoting these guys. These guys are so much fun to watch. Friday, 6 to 9, Lady Sylvia.
They took some popular songs.
Lady Gaga songs.
They took like Lady Gaga. Who else did they have? They had Aerosmith.
Yep.
They.
Yep.
And they
Maybe.
Take their like songs and make it, put a hillbilly jazz twist to it. So it was really good.
It was really great. So overall, we came out of there. You know, there's always been and there continues to be some challenges with downtown. First of all, we never got to, obviously, First Friday. So we'll go next First Friday. But we left there thinking, wow, we really had a very, very good time down there.
Well, I kind of get what they're trying to do now on Fremont East. And there are some places we didn't go that I would like to go. There's supposed to be a really good Mexican restaurant down there. There's the new pizza place
RDP,
that opened, and then there's
the
Park.
Patio. Park, I mean, right?
So, you know, there's some places that I'm interested in.
And you like
in
Insert
out.
Coin. You've been there before. You enjoyed that.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, I'm, like, saying right now, you know, I'm going to be hungry. Let's go down to Latai on our way home.
Yeah. So I think they're, you know what, they're getting it done. God bless their little hearts. It's moving. It's happening. It's shaking. If you're a tourist, you probably don't go down to Fremont East very often, which I understand. I mean, when I was a tourist, I want to go to the big stuff. I want to go down. I mean, I want to be on the Strip and I want to do Cirque and all that stuff. I get it. But what's happening in downtown is pretty cool. The Fremont East area, it's very, very cool. So I'd say if you've got enough time, go down and check it out. I'm impressed with what's happening there, and I think you'll have a good time there as well. What do you think?
Yeah, loved it. I loved it.
All right. Where are we at time, Jacob?
We're at 49 minutes.
Oh, I'm going to make the ender. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Thank you to the live studio audience. Yay! Thanks for the live chat. Oh, you guys are awesome. And we're going to see you guys next year because I've left.
Next year?
I'm leaving. I hit the ender. I think I should take a year off. It's awesome.
Really?
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Next week, Wayne and I are going to go on a mandate or a mandate. That could be a mandate or a mandate. And it's going to be awesome. We're going to go see
it.
We're going to see Esteban. Holy shit, save me. See you guys next week. Bye-bye. Take it.